bases. All your bases belong to us. And what are we on? Bases. Moon bases. Boom.
Good day. This is a secured transmission. This communication from Maintenance Lead Wilder has revealed that complications within the Moonbase network were not limited to Base Theta. As such, additional archival files have been uncovered that delve into the history of each base before their respective shutdowns. I repeat, the previous history of all your base. As base says. The following is report AYB-E3, code word Gamma.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
And that's my theory at this point regarding the accelerated growth. But of course, I don't know. Well, I can't know. Well, not yet. Not without extensive... Oh, goodness. I'm sorry. I know I'm babbling. I'm just fascinated. Absolutely fascinated. And though you chose another specialty in the long run, I'm sure you retained enough for my lectures to be hopefully fascinated too. But what about you? How are your ions these days, Andy? How's that data piling up? Message me soon. And don't worry about that other thing. We've got all the time in the well, all the time on the moon.
All right, then. That can't possibly be happening, can it? I mean, he's right, it's not my field, but it's like some wacky sci-fi sense around. And I think they'll have overrun some quiet country town. I'd never get that reference. I think there's time to send something back before I head up to the surface. Let's reply. Start recording. Dr. Just. Edwin. Dr. Just. I'm sorry, I can't do Edwin. I know you keep asking me, but you're forever my slightly stuffy advisor, and I'm forever mixed cushy-up, even with my own PhD, which I haven't seen in person, though my parents say it did finally arrive at home by courier. They offered to send it up, but there's no one else to show off with on Base Gamma, really. Just two lab assistants who are seriously less than impressed by me. Support staff and comms and security, to whom I'm basically a ghost unless I cause problems. And the crew in the physical plant, which, despite having physical in its name, have no interest in a lone physicist and my measurements of the lunar ionosphere. Which is going fairly well, I think. The ion flux has been heavier than expected, which I think is less a result of the changes in solar wind flow than the... Of course, the solar wind does intersect with the effect of the magnetic field, which are... Well, you know, magnety. Very magnety indeed. Damn it, why does this feel like I'm back giving presentations at my level 5 science fair? The work is going well, Doctor. Edwin. Not as well as yours, though you might want to keep an ear out for townsfolk with torches and pitchforks, but science is happening. I'll attach my latest reports if you'd like to, you know, peer review anything. because we're peers now. And thank you for the other thing. It does help to ease my mind a bit. There have been rumors. But I've said it before. Small groups, closed social structures, bound to be rumors. Now, I ought to get up to the surface, clean out the old ion entrance apertures, download my data like a good little science bee. Talk more soon. And that was when Farid said, I'll show you the right trajectory, buddy. And the dish of potatoes went up. The arc was pretty impressive. And came down again on... Oh, what was their name? The big one on the mining crew, Zana? Right on their head. And sure, morale was lifted, but I wanted those potatoes. I mean, you know, living with postdocs wasn't that much different from mining techs and construction engineers, so I hold my own. But it's good to have my own little lab to escape to at times. You know how it is. Or, is your lab an escape? The stories you tell about those base theta physicists and how they pester you. One of these days I'll put in for a transfer. Handled that problem for you pretty quickly. I'm curious about the electrodynamics on that side anyway. Maybe you could help make that possible. Talk to that Dr. Ray who lurks in the background of your stories. See, he's definitely got the pull. Speaking of pull, give me a minute. I really need to stretch. Not that there's room to turn around in here. I was climbing the comms tower earlier, and my foot slipped off a rung. I came this close to falling off. Not that I was high enough to get hurt, but my body didn't know that, and I strained my shoulder catching myself. Took some fast talking to Maria, our security lead, so she didn't start sending someone up top with me. That's all I need. Someone ruining my quiet time just because I missed a step. You know, she was the one who caught them at dinner. Cracked a few heads together, which also boosted morale. But didn't save my side dish in the end. You know, she's been watching things extra close lately. Feels a little suspicious. Like she doesn't trust anyone together with her back turned. Even the officers who work with her. Which, I mean, knowing them, fair enough. I think that's where all the stories came from to begin with. And there was a memo a few days back. There are currently no plans to scale back operations of the combined corporate moonbase project. Which, of course, there's that currently in there. That's not fooling anyone. But it could still be nothing, right? All I can do is keep my fingers firmly crossed. Not when I'm climbing that ladder, mind you. And try not to worry. If you've got thoughts, I'd love to hear them. Oh, science fair time. All is well on the near side front. I had a few problems with high temperatures causing some arcing inside the instruments, so I've set them to cycle instead of running full on. I hope your experiments are progressing well and you're fighting off the... Oops, I better run here. It's almost dinner time and I'm not taking chances again. See there, Dr. Edwin Just. I told you I could trust the acceleration model. I've hooked up a display to watch the data in real time and... Okay, that was not me slipping again, just for the record. And there, that's the energetic boost I was looking for. I predicted that. I am a clairvoyant of electrodynamics. You can send kudos and spare grant money to Moonbase Gamma halfway up the Westerly Comms Tower. Computer, pull that data onto my onboard storage. So, how goes your tardigrade growth? You know, if they get to the size of cats, let me know. I've been missing my Anna back home pretty fierce. I might want to place an order. That should do it for now. Time to slip back inside without being interrogated by our gal, Maria Langlois. At least in the suit, she can't rummage through my pockets quite as easily. Not that there's anything to find, unless she's learned to read a mass spectrometer, but still, it's damn annoying. Well, the penny has dropped. And Dr. Edwin, I gotta say, you dropped as well. The ball! My friend, my mentor, my scientific role model. I'm back on the surface recording this because who knows where they're listening below. If you believe McGurk, every message back and forth from this base is now being monitored. And he's got a list of subjects as long as your arm that result in automatic censorship. Security does not know that we know. There was a quiet little meeting down in the mining tunnels and they were not invited. But it's as good as official. Despite the assurances from management both here and on your side, we're going into shutdown. 5 weeks. 5 weeks and all of this will be... all of us will be... Let me tell you, I don't trust them an inch when it comes to getting the whole crew into stasis either. It's definitely a setup. Mark my words. Then you should be wary if this ever happens to you. Which I hope it won't. I hope this isn't a systemic thing. Maybe we just weren't profitable enough, and that'd be hard to believe when half the crew is mining and the other half handles repairs across the network, but maybe one of the many things they aren't telling us about. Maybe something has shifted. Maybe people were just talking too much. 5 weeks. It's not enough time. There's gotta be something we can do. One thing for sure, we could use some help. If maybe you could reach out somehow. Use some of that senior researcher pull, and maybe... I better go back. When you reply, mark the file as lab data backup. Hide your message in that. Comms is on our side, but they're obviously not the only ones listening. Dr. Just. It's late here. Not just lab work late, but late. It's practically early. I hope that makes it safe to talk inside. Everything's been a blur since the announcement. Day after day of lists and new assignments. Half shifts on maintenance as the base is decommissioned. The grime gets down under my fingernails, and it takes forever to sanitize sufficiently for the lab. Time is just falling away like sand in those... The hourglass shape... And you're talking about an hourglass. Time is just disappearing like that. 5 weeks down to, what, 2.5 now? Depending on what day this counts as. They've been sending non-essential personnel into stasis, which includes my lab assistants. No matter that I'm down to part-time at this point, I can just analyze my own data. Why not? I just discovered this fascinating reaction in the ion clouds that rise up at lunar impact events. The distribution of the particles is just... And imagine how much more opportunity I'd have to observe that phenomenon on your side. But now I'm stuck slogging through screens and reviewing equations, and I'm just... remembering that I won't have the chance to observe anything on your side. Not now, not later... I won't even have the chance to complete my work here, and that is just... It's just so... One good thing, there's more than enough food to go around. Everything the farm and storeroom have to offer, and less mouths to feed every time they light up another bank of stasis pods. I'm practically swimming in potatoes every meal. Mashed, scallops, souped. It's tough to guard the serving dish, mostly against spills. There's a while when the construction crew was out on a final tour of duty and things calmed down, but they're back now and each meal is rowdier than the next. Maria's breaking up fights daily. Unlike yours truly, they have not found positive ways to deal with their stress. Not that I could blame them. Especially once I found out the mining tunnel whisper grapevine what it was they were doing out there. Why, this whole message, this whole thing I'm sending is basically moot. Under order of management, under corporate dictates, and with a security officer riding shotgun, they were driven around to demolish the communication towers. Each and every one, in every direction, to every other base. Still have satellite access, of course, which even McGurk can't hack, but... Short of stealing a rover or hiking cross-country, hiking cross Luna, we are absolutely, completely cut off. The network is capsized, and we are stranded in a sea of silence. And you will never get to hear this message. You'll never get to hear me, Edwin, saying that I told you so. I told you! I said something was wrong, and I asked you, and you replied, "Dear Andy, you can't be sure what's happening. Just give it time and trust me." Then I gave it time, and I trusted you, and that's why I'm stuck now, Edwin. That's why I'm lost. You used your influence and your goddamn gravitas to calm me down and bleed me dry, and I missed my chance. I'd shake you if I could. I'd punch that perfectly composed face. I'd go up to the surface, climb the wreck of the comms tower, and scream at you if I thought I would somehow make it across. I'd shout across the moon. I'd go up there and I'd just... If I thought I could manage it, I'd... Stop recording. Okay, let's see if this works. Touching myself like anyone can hear me. So maybe if I'm lucky, maybe this fits in here. I'll have to cable around and I gotta wait for him. Okay, I guess I'll only know if I give it a shot. Okay, I might have slipped again. I really have to watch that. This is an SOS on all frequencies from Moonbase Gamma to anyone who can hear it, I suppose, but primarily directed to the other bases across the network. Do not trust the directions you're being given. Do not cooperate with the shutdown. Conserve resources. We were almost out of food when we figured out... My next message will contain instructions for the surface mount antenna that I am using now and secure encryption keys. At all costs, keep this information out of the hands of management and security. If any lines of communication remain at your end with Moonbase Theta, the following message is for one of their science crew, Dr. Edwin Just. Please forward if at all possible. Edwin, I'm still... I said what I said before, but I'm moving past it. Especially since I just remembered you can't have heard that message. Anyway, I spent too much of my career on the moon saying, what would Dr. Just do? So now I'm doing what you wouldn't. I'm taking action. I'm pushing back, and whatever happens, I'm doing a thing, and you can... Well, you... I hope you find your way to doing something, too. Before it's too late. I miss Earth, Edwin. I can look up right now and I see it in the sky, but I can't. I miss my classrooms and my own bed with my own sheets at the Himalayan restaurant around the corner from my apartment. I miss my cat struggling to be put down every time I hug her. I miss trees from a distance. Nature isn't really my thing, but I want to look out a window again and see trees. I want there to be a way back, and I'm afraid there isn't. I'm not sure if we're gonna... I want... Oh, damn it. Damn it.
Doc, what do you think you're doing up there?
I'm just, you know, ion apertures, data transfers, keeping the science flowing.
You know, I've got to ask you to come down.
Yeah, I know that. You might want to take a step back, just in case I...
Bring the antenna, too.
Right, of course. All right, I'm on it. I'm coming down.
You've been listening to All Your Base, featuring Anjali Kunipaneni as Dr. Kashyap, David S. Deer as Dr. Just, and Kat Blackard as Maria Langlois. Our consortium announcer is Evan Tess Murray. The episode was written and sound designed by DJ Silvis, and co-produced by DJ and Cass McPhee. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Transcripts, cast bios, additional music attribution and more are found on our website, monkeymanproductions.com. Looking for other great audio drama? Visit fableandfolly.com to learn all about the other shows on our network. None of this would be possible without our Patreon supporters. Join them and get early access to every episode, exclusive bonuses, and the knowledge that you're supporting independent audio fiction. Join them at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. Next episode, we flash back to the pre-shutdown days on Moonbase Delta. Until then, walk against the solar wind, pass over the last of those potatoes, and keep watching the moon.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello! Contact Day is in but a few short months, which means it is time to begin preparations for the Bi-Decennial Festival. This year, we are celebrating every single one of you living in my beloved Windfall City.
It is not our business to question the Queen's will. It is not our business to do anything but follow it.
It is you and your loyalty that has laid the groundwork for this incredible utopian society that we seek for.
You have any idea what's going on with us?
Keep your mouth shut, grounded.
It is the duty of each and every one of you to do everything you can to make the festival a success this year.
Are you ready to speak kindly with me now, child?
I have no doubt that this year will be one for the history books, and that will be due in no small part to the dedication of my adoring subject.
Windfall, a dystopian science fiction podcast from Rogue Dialogue.